Because without Jesus, all we do is make a lot of noise. So I'm asking you, Lord, to release your grace that I need and the grace for my sisters and brothers to hear what your Spirit is saying and to bring forth out of me that which will hopefully and gracefully change their hearts so that they can walk on with you in Jesus' name. I want to give you one word, and the word is justification. A lot of times we don't understand how we can be justified before God. And the one scripture that I know by heart about justification is Romans 5:9. So if you don't have it, write it down, because that one I know by heart. You're justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. You're justified in the courts of heaven and in the courts of the earth. And I want to give you like a little bit of a, let's say, a testimony in Romans chapter 8. And we're going to start at verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. And everybody knows that. But they usually don't ask about the second part. Who have been called according to his purpose. I want to stress the part that it is his purpose that's involved. So your callings are according to his purpose. Now, when you and I are walking in the world, we don't understand that it's part of his purpose to let us walk in that space because he knows what's in us. He knows what pushes our buttons. He knows what activates us. He knows what pushes our angry button. He knows what pushes our joy button. Come on, you got more than a belly button out there. You got all kinds of buttons. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, his purpose is what we're going to talk about. Verse 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. What is this foreknowledge that he's talking about? What does it mean that he knew you before? He knew you before you entered your body. You were a spirit being, connected to the Father, connected to the Son in the heavens. And that's a reality that you need to recognize. And those things that happened to you, those things that have, let's say, pushed your buttons over the years, God knew they would. Amen? How many know God knew that Jonah would be stubborn? Did he have a problem with his stubbornness? God didn't have a problem with him, but did Jonah have a problem with it? Yes, he did. Okay? So you and I are the ones we got to make a switch up here. And you've got to really begin to understand that God wrote his word to transform your mind. He did it to transform your emotions. He's interested in what's going on in you and through you. Okay? So for God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Now that means there's more people that are going to be formed like the firstborn. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also... Does that word in your Bible say justified? So he's already justified you. It's a done deal. Now, those he justified, he also... glorifies. Now you say, well, wait a minute, that's pretty heavy. You know what the problem is? Skip over to Romans 9. Verse 30. The heading over that area is Israel's unbelief. How many know we are called spiritual Israel sometimes? Okay? So Romans 9, verse 30. What then shall we say? That the Gentiles, who did not pursue righteousness, have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith. But Israel, who pursued a law of righteousness, has not attained it. Why not? Because they pursued it, not by faith, but as it were, by works. Did you ever try to clean up your act? If you ever tried to clean up your act, raise your hand. How successful were you? You can scrub yourself till you turn green and it ain't going to make you an apple. No matter how much you scrub, you're not going to be a Granny Smith. True or false? But if you declare that you've been justified by faith, you're going to have to declare it out of your what? Out of your? Out of your spirit? Okay, that's good. What else? Out of your mouth. Who can prove that in the Word?
Romans.
Huh?
Romans 10.
9 and 10. Correct. Now, if you start walking around saying, I'm justified and I'm glorified, you're fitting right in line with this Word. Correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, your brain's going to say, you dummy. Where do you think you're going with this justification? It says right here, if you do it by works, you're going to be like Israel and you're going to unbelieve. How many have a problem with unbelief? Yeah. We're sitting around trying to perform to get ourselves holy, and you know what? All we get is full of holes. It's the truth. But the Word says, if you declare with your mouth and believe with your heart, so shall it be. How did you get saved? Did you say, Jesus, come into my heart, and believe with your heart, and declare it with your mouth? The pattern is the same. It's not a different pattern. Now I want you to look at a neighbor right now. Any neighbor. Say, I'm going to declare to you right now that God is right and my unbelief has just been laid open.
It's just been laid open.
It's been way out there.
It's been way out there.
Unbelief has got to go.
He's my enemy.
He's got to be removed. And I'm the only one that can change this. So I'm declaring with my mouth.
I've been justified
by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm declaring it to you now. How does it feel to be justified in the courts of heaven and in the courts of the earth? Are you really believing it?
Are you really believing it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a done deal.
Yes.
Now, if unbelief comes in there halfway home, what are you going to do?
Kick him out.
Huh?
Kick him out.
Kick him out. Amen. That's a football player. Tackle.
Amen. Go on the offense.
Go on the offense, right. Push out of your mouth. I am justified in the heavens. And I'm justified right now. It's not my actions that say I'm holy. Oops, I hit a big dud. Come on. Try it again. Look at your neighbor. Say it's not your actions that make you holy.
It's God's word.
Believed in your heart. That justify you. Just like they did with Abraham. He believed God. And it took a lot of years to get his head believing it.
Amen?
So it's okay to have a few trials. It's okay to have questions. It's okay to doubt. But don't sit there forever. Unbelief will kill you. It'll destroy you. It'll bury you alive. It'll depress you. Let's go back now. Verse 31 of Romans 8. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? So who chose you? God did. It is God who justifies. Can you get it any clearer? Does your Bible say it is God who justifies?
Yes.
Then if your Bible says it, and you and I agree with it, what happens? It's a reality. It's done. It's sealed. It's a contract. When two people come together and they say, yes, I'm going to have you as my wife, I'm going to have you as my husband, it is a covenant. And they are what? Married. Now, are you and Jesus agreeing that you are justified?
Yes.
So he didn't work in vain. But you've got to declare it. And you know what? If you wake up in the middle of the night and the enemy says, ha, look what you did yesterday, you tell him, it doesn't change what Jesus did on the cross for me. He justified me in the courts of heaven, and that's settled. It's not my actions, it's not my reactions, it's the fact that he did this for me. Verse 34. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died? More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Does your Bible say that Jesus is on the job right now? That's what it says. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger of sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Verse 37, no. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Now you're going up a step from justification. You're becoming a conqueror. Now if you start declaring that you're a conqueror, what happens? Every obstacle becomes what? Smaller and smaller. Every mountain of unbelief goes down a peg every time you declare it. Amen? If you've got a problem with healing and you start declaring, oh, I feel rotten. Well, welcome to the club. Feel rotten all day if you want. Go to bed rotten. Wake up rotten. It's up to you. Do you want to wake up justified or rotten? What's up to you? Your mouth is talking. Which one do you want to be?
Justified.
The next level will come automatically. The glorification, as you begin to believe that you've been justified, the glorification will start shining on you. And you know what? You'll blind a few unbelievers when you least expect it. Verse 38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither heights nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate you. Is there a stealer trying to steal your health?
Yes.
How about your mental health? Every level of health. He's trying to make you confess you'll never get better. Anybody want to go for surgery? Well, there's Holy Ghost surgery. I've had a few surgeries from the Lord. And you know what? No side effects. Just a lot of victory. Why? Because I chose to believe him over and above all the circumstances. To the best of my ability, I want that for you. I want it bad. You say, well, wait a minute. What about that unbelief? How else do I go forward? Go forward with the word and the promises. Write them down. Write them down on a piece of paper. Rehearse them. Put them in your rearview mirror of your car. Put them in the bathroom mirror. Those of you who visit the refrigerator, put it on the refrigerator door. Until it goes into your heart. And declare it each time you go to the refrigerator, at least 3 times a day. Amen? I am justified by faith. It's God's medicine. I want you to close your Bibles. I want you to stand up. Now, you all had a partner a few minutes ago. I want you to switch partners. I want you to get a new one. One you didn't pray with before. So go locate somebody you didn't pray with before. Just look them in the eye. Come on, Stephen. Let's have Mom with us, okay? Come on, girl. Don't worry about that. We'll take care of that after. Are you ready? Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We're asking for grace now.
To
be able to declare these words. That we are justified.
By
the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, put it in my heart. Romans 5:9. I'm justified. 100%.
Forgiven.
By His blood. I've been cleansed. And it's now a word from my heart. Get a clue. I am justified.
Made holy.
By faith.
Not by works.
Because God has been on my side. He's never changed His mind. Neither will I. Because it's going to be done by grace. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
I'm glad you're here, man. It's Mama's fault. It's all Mama's fault.
I'm glad he's here, too.
Share some hugs with each other.